A sluggish round of economic data out of the U.S. on Friday had opened a wave of risk-off flow, though already on Monday we're seeing a reversal of this flow and an uptick in risk appetite. Ultimately, the good news for investors is that softer U.S. economic data increases odds for a more accommodative, investor-friendly Fed policy track, which should inspire renewed dollar selling and higher stocks. The euro has been getting a boost of its own on Monday after market participants were encouraged by the German election results. There is hope the new government will follow through with promises for a policy shift towards fostering economic growth. Meanwhile, the euro is also getting support from the news President Zelensky will consider resigning if a deal between Russia and the Ukraine can get done. Other currencies getting nice boosts include the pound, which took in an on the whole better than expected round of data on Friday, and the New Zealand dollar, which just got a much better than expected New Zealand retail sales print. It's worth noting Japan was out on Monday for holiday. Key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day include German IFO reads, Eurozone inflation data, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index, Dallas Fed Manufacturing, Bank of Canada speak, and some BOE speak. That's all for now.